about this time every week, we catch up with the Bendigo Police, and on the phone this morning, the Acting Senior Sergeant Mick Peckham. Good morning.
Good morning, Ellie. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you're part of the Central Victoria Response Unit. Can you explain exactly what your role and the role is of the rest of your lads and ladies there, please, Mick?
Absolutely. The Central Victoria Response Unit, or CVRU, is a divisional resource. We're manned by a senior sergeant, four sergeants, and about 17 other members. And we have a investigative charter, which involves drug-related investigations and volume crime investigations, which basically revolves around offences involving property. Things such as thefts of vehicles, theft from vehicles, residential burglaries and the like.
So is that something that we keep hearing about this? Is it really increasing, the theft from motor vehicles?
Yes, we've noticed over the last few months especially a marked increase in reports involving the theft of motor vehicles, and there's certainly a number of steps that people can take to stop themselves becoming a victim of this type of crime.
What are those steps, Mick?
Yeah, certainly. So what we would like to tell people, obviously, is to lock their vehicles. A lot of the reports come from unlocked vehicles, to remove any valuables from your car when you're not in your car itself. And we've had a number of people leaving their doors unlocked at night, etc. And we've had some reports of people entering houses, stealing keys, utilising those keys to either steal cars or steal from those cars.
People can be pretty brazen, can't they, waltzing in your door, your unlocked door through the night while people are in the house.
Absolutely, and unfortunately, we're seeing an increase in those types of offences. But like I say, if people can take those simple precautions, they can reduce the risk of becoming victims of that crime.
And if you're not canny enough, of course, they've got a set of house keys as well as your car, so they can come back again. So you've really got to be careful with that side of things, haven't you?
Look, absolutely, and look, we do our best, as does everyone, to hold these people to account, to present them before the courts. But unfortunately, we can't catch everyone. We need the assistance from the public to solve these crimes.
Is some now we're in this sort of extra lockdown. Are people are at home more, presumably, so they're sort of more aware of this sort of thing. They're not rushing out to work and things. But are you seeing anything different? Are people out and about still when they shouldn't be? I know it's only been a day or so, but how are things going in that field?
Well, we're part of the Victoria Police response to these lockdown measures and trying to enforce them. The vast majority of people are doing the right thing. There is still an element that that decide to disobey the Chief Medical Officer's instructions, and obviously they're dealt with appropriately.
I thought from memory, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, Mick, or should I say Sir, actually? I probably shouldn't call you by your first name.
Mick is fine, yeah.
Wasn't Bendigo the first place in Australia to get the number plate recognition technology? Are you employing that during these times?
So we were part of a response which involved roving patrols utilising vehicles armed with the AMPR system. Basically, that was when Metropolitan Melbourne were in lockdown and had different rules than regional Victoria. Mm. And certainly, we were on the lookout for any vehicles that were registered to Melbourne addresses.
That number plate recognition equipment is marvellous, isn't it? Because if you're doing the wrong thing, there's no point in somebody stealing the number plates off a different car, because presumably it flags that those are stolen and that it's on the wrong car, I would guess.
That's exactly right. Look, it just arms the police with another weapon to show that people are perhaps doing the wrong thing. That those that are doing the right thing, it just flags up, look, that's a local vehicle that it's probably supposed to be here, but it certainly lets us know if there's unlicensed drivers or the car's unregistered or, in fact, the car's from a different location than where it should be.
I've okay. seen people think they're being clever by having no number plates, but that doesn't work.
No, that's certainly a red flag for any patrolling police.
All right, so lock up your cars. Lock up your front and back door in your home. And if you're doing the wrong thing during lockdown, inevitably you'll be nabbed, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much, Mick, for chatting to us this morning. And you'll be back on the radio next Monday with Robbo and Steve, yeah?
No worries at all. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a great week. That's Acting Senior Sergeant Mick Peckham from the Central Victoria Response Unit.